There's an autobiography that you should be aware of. It's called You Can't Dream Big Enough, and it was written by Orion Samuelson. I'm not sure what was bigger, his dreams or his voice. After almost 54 years now in WGN, he's still going strong. 54 years. Those big dreams have taken him from a Wisconsin dairy farm to all 50 states, 44 countries, the White House. He's interviewed 7 presidents. He's in the National Radio Hall of Fame. He has an honorary degree from the University of Illinois. And he has the title that I know is very near and dear to him, the American Farmer's Best Friend. He actually could have been the United States Secretary of Agriculture. As Orion says, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. He loves working for the consumers, still reporting tirelessly and passionately on the agribusiness community. As you probably heard, his original plan was to work here 5 years, get WGN on his resume, and then go back to Green Bay or some other small Wisconsin town and buy a radio station. Sorry it didn't work out for you, O.
No, it didn't.
One of the most impressive things about Orion is the way he has embraced, encouraged, and helped so many young broadcasters who have been thrown at him over all these years at WGN. It would have been very easy for him to distance himself from the antics of Wally, Uncle Bobby, Spike, Steve Cochran, and others. But instead, Orion has always been game to help a show host however and whenever he could. And Orion, we are very grateful to be able to work with such a pro's pro. Orion Samuelson, welcome to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that rings true about all of you is how authentic everyone is. And Orion is truly the guy that Bob just described. So we have a cow backstage that we're going to bring out and have you milk.
I am the 5-time Illinois State Fair cow milking champion. Don't mess with these hands.
You know, along with all the things I've learned from you, I've learned things about this audience, and one of the great honors for me, as I said on the air today, is working with you every day.
Thank you.
But what do you love about this audience? There must be something to stick around for a few years, which you obviously have.
I learned very quickly when I came to work here in 1960. I learned very quickly that this station has a relationship with an audience that I don't think exists at any other radio station.
I would agree with that.
Because you think you own us, and you do, really. And you don't hesitate, as we heard earlier today from Jimmy, you don't hesitate to let us know if we're not doing things right, but you also let us know when we are doing things right. And to me, that's the unique part, first of all, of this station and its audience.
You've probably done more appearances, personal appearances, in public than anyone on the planet.
Not quite.
Do you love people? Is that the key? You never get tired of shaking hands?
Never get tired of shaking hands. Never get tired of going out to speak to various groups, regardless of what industry they represent or what community they represent. Because sitting in a studio, you have an engineer and a producer who will react to what you're doing or saying. But when you're out in front of an audience speaking, you know right away if they like you or they don't like you, and they let you know.
We're going to talk about Bob Collins, obviously, later, but I'm always fascinated about the fact that when Bob first met you, he wasn't that crazy about you, or you weren't that crazy about him, and he ended up being best friends.
Best friends when we lost Uncle Bobby. Yeah, you're right. For the first 6 months he was here, he was so different from Wally and from Eddie Hubbard and from Virginia Gale and Jack Taylor and all the other people that we worked with. He was so different, and I thought, oh, my God, it's over here at WGN. And now you know how good I am at judging talent. And, yes, when the later days, Uncle Bobby always said, when we retire, we're going to sit on the stoop and watch the desert go by.
Well,
we will someday.
Yes, but we're not going to rush that at all. As I said, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to have that man sit across from me every morning. And if I'm smart enough, I'll keep listening to him. And we thank you so much for supporting Orion for 54 years and keeping him off the street.
Thank you. I'm not on food stamps either because of them. Thank you.
And thanks to your wife, Gloria, who, of course, without her, you wouldn't be sitting here today.
Very true. As if you read the book, she saved my life.